Say to your advisors, children, 471 are the heritage of the Lord, and I want to prove faithful to my trust. My children must be brought up in such a way that they shall not be swayed by the influences of the world, but where, when tempted to sin, they may be able to say a square, hearty no. Tell your friends and neighbors that you want to see your family inside the gates of the beautiful city. Our 470.4 powerful tests are before our youth. Children should be trained and educated, so that they may calculate to meet with difficulties and expect temptations and dangers. They should be taught to have control over themselves and to nobly overcome difficulties, and if they do not willfully rush into danger and needlessly place themselves in the way of temptation, if they avoid evil influences and vicious society, and then are unavoidably compelled to be in dangerous company, they will have strength of character to stand for the right and preserve principle and will come forth in the strength of God with their morals untainted. The moral powers of youth who have been properly educated, if they make God their trust, will be equal to stand the most powerful test. R 471.1. Chapter 76, Holidays and Anniversaries. The need of guidance in holiday observance. I saw that our holidays should not be spent in patterning after the world, yet they should not be passed by unnoticed, for this will bring dissatisfaction to our children. On these days when there is danger that our children will be exposed to evil influences and become corrupted by the pleasures and excitement of the world, let the parents study to get up something to take the place of more dangerous amusements. Give your children to understand that you have their good and happiness in view. R 472.1. Through the observance of holidays, the people both of the world and of the churches have been educated to believe that these lazy days are essential to health and happiness, but the results reveal that they are full of evil. R 472.2. We have tried earnestly to make the holidays as interesting as possible to the youth and children, while changing this order of things. Our object has been to keep them away from scenes of amusement among unbelievers. R 472.3. Shall the angel record, a day lost? After a day of pleasure seeking is ended, where is the satisfaction to the pleasure seeker? As Christian workers, whom have they helped to a better, higher, and purer life? What would they see, if they should look over the record the angel wrote? A day lost. To their own souls a day lost in the service of Christ, because no good was accomplished. They may have other days but never that day which was idled away in cheap, foolish talk, of girls with boys, and boys with girls. 473 or 472.4. Never will these same opportunities offer themselves again. They had better been doing the hardest kind of labor on that holiday. They did not make the right use of their holiday, and it passed into eternity to confront them in the judgment as a day misspent. R 473.1. Birthdays, a time to praise God. Under the Jewish economy, on the birth of children an offering was made to God, by his own appointment. Now we see parents taking special pains to present gifts to their children upon their birthdays. They make this an occasion of honoring the child, as though honor were due to the human being. Satan has had his own way in these things. He has diverted the minds and the gifts to human beings. Thus the thoughts of the children are turned to themselves, as if they were to be made the objects of special favor. R 473.2. On birthday occasions the children should be taught that they have reason for gratitude to God for his loving kindness in preserving their lives for another year. Precious lessons might thus be given. For life, health, food, and clothing, no less than for the hope of eternal life, we are indebted to the giver of all mercies, and it is due to God to recognize his gifts and to present our offerings of gratitude to our greatest benefactor. These birthday gifts are recognized of heaven. R 473.3. A time to review the year's record. Teach them to review the past year of their life, to consider whether they would be glad to meet its record, just as it stands in the books of heaven. Encourage in them serious thoughts, whether their deportment, their words, their works, are of a character pleasing to God. Have they been making their lives more like Jesus, beautiful and lovely in the 474 sight of God? Teach them the knowledge of the Lord, his ways, his precepts. Law 473.4 Making God's cause first. I have said to my family and my friends, I desire that no one shall make me a birthday or Christmas gift, unless it be with permission to pass it on into the Lord's treasury, to be appropriated in the establishment of missions. Law 474.1 How shall we observe Thanksgiving? Our Thanksgiving is approaching. Will it be, as it has been in many instances, a thanksgiving to ourselves? Or will it be a thanksgiving to God? Our thanksgivings may be made seasons of great profit to our own souls as well as to others, if we improve this opportunity to remember the poor among us. Law 474.2 There are 100 ways that can be devised to help the poor in so delicate a manner as to make them feel that they are doing us a favor by receiving our gifts and sympathy. We are to remember that it is more blessed to give than to receive. The attentions of our brethren are most liberal to those whom they wish to honor, and whose respect they desire, but who do not need their help at all. Custom and fashion say, give to those who will give to you, but this is not the Bible rule of giving. The Word of God declares against this way of gratifying self and thus bestowing our gifts, and says, he that giveth to the rich, shall surely come to want. Law 474.3, Now season is coming, when we shall have our principles tested,